Despite its name, the French dip sandwich is an American creation, born right here in Los Angeles. As Victor Figueroa learned, the invention of the French dip may have been an accident.
Philippe the original.
The customer is always right at Philippe's.
Whichever way you say it, the historic restaurant has been feeding customers for over a century. The restaurant was founded in 1908. It has an old-timey feel with sawdust on the floor, family-style seating, and a French dip sandwich to die for.
I remember there was a gentleman upstairs. He was a heavy-set gentleman. He had a heart attack, and he had just ordered his sandwich. And the guy came to. The first thing he said is, "Do you still have my French dip?" And I was shocked. Yeah, we still have your French dip. Don't worry, it's safe and sound.
That's Mark Massengill. He's part of the family that's owned Philippe's for over 85 years. He says French dips are special for their au jus sauce. That's the juices left over from beef roast. But before the Massengill family, a Frenchman named Philippe Massieu founded the restaurant. Massengill says it was Massieu who created the French dip sensation.
He was making a roast beef sandwich, and he accidentally dropped a sliced roll into the pan drippings. And he asked it was a police officer, if he'd still like the sandwich like that. The officer said yes, he'd love it. Tried it, took it back to the precinct. I think some of the other guys caught wind of what he was eating, and they came back, and we've just been going gangbusters ever since then.
There's just one thing. Kohl's, a restaurant also located downtown and also started in 1908, claims to have invented the tasty au jus sandwich. Kohl says it invented the sandwich after a man with bad gums needed a softer bun to chew on. Despite his wholehearted belief in Massieu's story, Massengill doesn't mind this other version of the tale.
I think it's probably good for both of us to have kind of this rivalry. It kind of keeps us both in the news, and I think we both happily go about making our sandwiches there. You know, we just kind of stick to what we do best.
Even if the two restaurants have the sandwich in common, Philippe's is still original in many other ways. The restaurant has a historic following, with people coming into the restaurant before a Dodgers game, for a big USC football match, or simply to enjoy some French dip treats. Susie, the cashier for Philippe's gift shop, says it feels like a part of history.
This place has been here for so long that people, when they come in, they tell you, like, oh, you know, I used to come here when I was a kid. Generations, like, this place has been, like, just one of those things that hasn't really changed, except for the prices. But
whether you believe in the French dip story or not, Philippe's is a part of Los Angeles history. The restaurant owners boast that at nearly 106 years, Philippe's is the longest continuously operating restaurant in Los Angeles. Victor Figueroa, Annenberg Radio News.